1230 WSOO. It is 9:08 on your Thursday morning. Mark Sinangelo here along with you. And as mentioned earlier, we're talking to on the phone with Dr. Mike Beasley, the Dean of Student Affairs at Lake Superior State University. Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing very well. Thanks very much. How are you?
I'm great, and appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. I kind of told you a little bit about how we came about learning about Lake Superior State doing the COVID-19 testing. Apparently, it's been something that you were just telling me before we went on the air that you guys have been doing COVID testing since last summer. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we were very fortunate to have a state allotment of a COVID-19 rapid test device to the healthcare center on campus by the state of Michigan. And so as a campus, we have been able to help keep in check the spread of COVID-19 while also providing the service for COVID-19 testing to the public. Of course, our healthcare center serves both campus and public communities. And so this is something that has been of enormous help to the university and to the broader public here.
So the rapid testing that you started doing last year, is that different from the PCR COVID testing that you're doing now, or is that the same test that you're administering now?
The rapid test is the same. It is mm-hmm. it is a PCR test. And so the PCR stands for polymerase chain reaction. It's probably neither here nor there.
That's why they call it PCR, right?
Right, exactly. So there are two types of diagnostic tests, and the PCR is really referred to as the gold standard. And so the PCR is the test that, for example, the Canadian border is calling for folks to be crossing into Canada. And about mid-February, we were contacted by Algoma Public Health directly at the healthcare center, saying we are changing our policy on the border, and if people want to come into Canada, they need to provide a negative PCR COVID-19 test, and it really came out from there.
So this test, then, if somebody wanted to go to Canada, they can do that just by getting a negative PCR COVID-19 test through Lake State. Is that true?
LSSU definitely provides the PCR test that the Canadian border Security Agency is calling for, and they can do so without any doctor's referral or anything of that nature. We ask that folks generally make an appointment, mm-hmm. But we have been able to accommodate walk-up appointments Monday through Friday.
And the process is fairly easy. We went through it the other day. You make the appointment, you show up, and I actually chuckled a little bit because it's through the side door. There's a window that they kind of pass the stuff out through. It's very interesting how it's done, but it's all done great, and it's all within you get the results within like 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that's one of the things, or some of the things, that make it really convenient. The fact that it's done so quickly, that is, within 15 minutes, you'll have your result one way or the other. And the fact that we don't have need for people to come into the office, it really helps with maintaining a separation, if you will, for our medical staff and the general public. And there are many people in the area, and certainly people around the country, that don't really like to go to the doctor's office. And
right.
So the fact that they get just to walk up to the outside of the building and have this done in a minimally invasive way as far as the nasal swab is very convenient.
Right, because I when we found out that we had to have this test, I immediately thought, whoa, this is different than the test that they're doing through the drive-through clinic at War Memorial Hospital. I thought this was going to be that long, you know, foot and a half long swab that goes all the way up, and like they were showing early on in the COVID testing, but Karen there at the health center made me feel very much at ease. Like, no, it's not that one. We're not going to be tickling your brain in this one. So
that's right. This is so the brain tickler is the nasopharyngeal, whereas the one that we're doing is a nasal swab. So it's a bit like the the tip of your pinky, if you will, just to that first knuckle, not as far into the nasal passages as the swab goes.
Yeah, pretty
much less invasive.
Absolutely, and the cost for the test, if people are wondering, is $50, which is again in line with what everybody else is charging for testing, and again, it's done right here in town, and it's only minutes away from the border. Now, Dr. Beasley, is our because I know that Lake State traditionally has quite a few students that come across the border to attend classes. Are those students allowed to come across, and is this maybe helping to facilitate that?
Yeah, that's a great question. We do indeed have a growing population of Canadian students, and historically we've also, of course, welcomed many Canadian students into our student population. The students who come back and forth for classes are not subject to the required testing. So there are certain exemptions under the CBSA guidelines that would allow for students to come back and forth. And same thing, frankly, for employees who work at the university without having to do this PCR test.
So this would be
are certain exemptions.
So this would be more for somebody, let's say, who was maybe had business to do in Sault, Ontario, or some other reason that wasn't perhaps an essential worker, or like you said, fell under other guidelines. They would have to have this test to go into Canada and show that they had the negative test and present that to the border crossing before they headed in Canada. Correct?
That's right. That's right. There, on the Canadian government website, there are all kinds of information is available that can help guide a person through what the requirements are and who is exempt under what policy and what reason for going back and forth. And so I would defer to the website.
We're talking to Dr. Mike Beasley. He's the Dean of Student Affairs at Lake Superior State University. Dr. Beasley, let's ask you a question. Obviously, this past year has been challenging at the education level, both at the high school and I'm certain at college. I have a daughter who's in college out of state and know some of the challenges that she's had to go through in both taking classes virtually on campus and things of that nature. As the Dean of Student Affairs, that I would imagine being overseeing students and everything in a setting like a college setting, everything has to be a somewhat concerning because obviously these parents are sending their kids to Lake Superior State University or other universities around the country and want them to be safe. And that has to be weigh heavily, I would imagine, on administration's head to make sure that the students are being kept safe and are, in an environment where they're able to be educated and go to class, but still be protected from COVID-19. How difficult has that challenge been for you at Lake State over the past year and a half?
Oh, it's been a challenge.
Understatement of the year.
To say that I'm living and breathing COVID-19 response is absolutely a true statement, and I know that I'm not alone in that here at the university. There are plenty of colleagues who have been just as heavily involved. As far as the university's response, we have what's called the four pillars of Laker safety. And this really provides the groundwork or the foundation for our COVID-19 response. So we are requiring students and employees to wear a mask over their face, over their mouth and nose. We promote social distance of that 6 feet or 2 meters for our Canadian friends. Mm-hmm. We have also enhanced the sanitization practices by making hand sanitizer available. We've got our physical plan and custodial staff doing great work in the campus clean. And then we also call on every person at the university to do their part, both for being responsible for themselves as well as being responsible to others in the process. And so that's really been those four pillars have been the guideposts by which we have been able to conduct in-person classes for both the fall and spring semesters of this current academic year. So many institutions, you might know, are much heavier on an online delivery, if not almost entirely on an online delivery. We've been very fortunate at LSSU to be able to offer in-person classes, face-to-face classes, at just about the same clip as we would in standard times, if you will.
Mm. Well, and I think that that would be, of all the selling points of Lake Superior State University over the years, one of the things has always been, you know, that you've got the small class size, and it's a very intimate university. And I think that as opposed to a major big campus like a Michigan or a Michigan State where there's tens of thousands of students there, I mean, I think that the smaller size of Lake Superior State University lends itself to being a better place to go and be protected from COVID just based purely on size.
Right, right. Yeah, we've been able to welcome students back to campus in a face-to-face setting, and it has proven to be a point that has attracted students to transfer from other universities to us. And we continue to make our plans to continue to be in the face-to-face environment for next fall and after. And we've got COVID-19 testing that can sustain students' presence on the campus, employees' presence in the classroom and in the offices. We're excited to have people around campus. Again, very fortunate and thankful for the opportunities to welcome folks back to the campus.
You know, we've talked a lot to administrators at the high school level about how kids at that level are so easily adaptable to change and everything. Is that the same at the college level, or are the students there at Lake State, understanding? I mean, again, at that time, you're wanting to be more social. It almost goes against what you want to do at college. You want part of the college life. I remember when I was at college, the social aspect was just as important as the academic aspect, and this kind of makes that more difficult. But I would imagine the students, I know, like, again, my daughter is in college, she understands that, she wants to be safe and everything, and so she doesn't attend a lot of the social functions on campus, that because a lot of them aren't taking place anymore. But you know, I would assume that the students are adapting to that in their own way, right?
That's right. Students have been remarkably resilient throughout the whole process. Things are indeed different. Services have been modified that align with state health guidelines and mandates. It's not as though we can have a big old honking group of people over in Taffy Able, for example. And that's
right.
Something certainly that our students have missed and that the community has missed. But we have managed to adapt also as a university in a way that allows for us to continue to have in-person programs. But then we've also hybridized some of it. You know, you were mentioning that, I was mentioning rather that some of the other universities are relying pretty heavily on online platforms. And certainly we've incorporated online platforms as part of our way to deliver also the extracurricular or co-curricular activities that happen outside of the class. We want to make sure that folks are staying connected and staying involved in the university community.
So, Dr. Beasley, again, let's talk a little bit about how people can go about, if they want to get one of these PCR COVID-19 tests through the health center, what would be the process? Who do they need to contact? And just all the details about getting that test.
Yeah, you bet. We request that folks make an appointment by calling 906-635-2110. And appointments are available Monday through Friday, roughly 8 to 3:30. And the cost is $50 U.S. No doctor's note needed or anything to that effect. Make your appointment. Come on up. We'll get you taken care of in about 15 minutes, and you can be on your way with a negative test. From a PCR COVID-19, and make your way across the border.
And one other thing about those tests, too, which I didn't realize when we got our results on the test, those are good for 72 hours, from what I understand.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thanks. It is indeed good for 72 hours.
So if you don't have to get it, because that was one of my concerns, do I have to get it and then immediately go across the border? It's like, because I might contract COVID between now and then, you know, I don't want to, you know, she said, no, it's good for 72 hours. So that was good to know. So anything else you want to add, Dr. Beasley? It's been great talking to you. Appreciate all the information and look forward to having you on again, hopefully down the road sometime soon, maybe when we're not dealing with COVID and we can just talk about, you know, fun things that are going on at Lake State.
Yeah, I'll say two things. First, I want to say thanks to the community partners that have also been very helpful to us at the university and in the community for our COVID-19 response, namely the Bay Mills Indian Community, the Sioux Tribe, as well as War Memorial Hospital. And then I'll close things out by saying, go Lakers. We got a big game coming up tomorrow against University of Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
We're going to take it to them.
Yeah,
and I'll be listening in on the radio here to catch the broadcast.
Absolutely, and over on our sister station, 99.5 Yes FM, we'll have the game, and looking forward to that for sure. Yeah, it's an exciting time. That again, mm-hmm. one of the things that COVID has messed up for us is that of all the years that we can't go to see Laker hockey games at the Taffy Able Arena, it's this year. I know I've talked to Coach Witten a few times, and I know that's frustrating for him and the team too. They'd love to have the seats filled, which they would have been this year with how well the team's playing. But what a great response when they came back on over the weekend when they came back from the WCHA championship and the big crowd from the university and the community that greeted them back there at the Norris Center on Sunday was fantastic to see, and it was great to be a part of that. So,
yeah, well, I appreciate you being there, and certainly it was a really cool thing to be part of.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Mike Beasley, the Dean of Student Affairs at Lake Superior State University, I'll echo your sentiment too. Go Lakers. And we'll look forward to, again, a great game tomorrow night. And appreciate all the information there, again, letting people know about this the PCR COVID-19 testing that's offered there at Lake State's Healthcare Center, which I get, maybe we should mention is right there by that the corner there of Easter Day and Meridian, right off of the main parking lot there where the students park there on Easter Day. It's a big blue building. You can't miss it if you pull in the parking lot. So
621 West Easter Day, and it's not even a kilometer from the ramp onto the bridge.
Exactly, so. Exactly, for sure. Well, Dr. Yeah, Beasley, appreciate your time and everything, and thanks so much for the information. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Take care and be well.
You as well.
Go
Thank
Lakers.
You. Go Lakers. Dr. Mike Beasley, Dean of Student Affairs at Lake State, joining us here on 1230 WSOO.